Welcome to Newsfix, where we spend hours going through the news so you don't have to. Elon Musk is the boss of a $1 trillion company. How much is that? Well, if you spent $40 per second around the clock, it would take you nearly 800 years to go broke. It's Tuesday, October 26th. Here's your Newsfix. Japan's Princess Mako got married today, although it wasn't exactly a fairy tale affair. She is a niece of Emperor Naruhito and the oldest grandchild of the previous emperor. Why this wedding has been mired in controversy is because Japan is quite a conservative society. Her partner is considered a so-called commoner and widely believed to not be good enough to marry a princess. One of the reasons mentioned is the fact he was raised by a single mother. And in the newsletter this morning, we've attached a link to a full explainer we did on our Instagram page. Also happening today, energy ministers from European Union member states will hold a meeting in Luxembourg to discuss the gas supply crisis and the knock-on effect on electricity prices. We'll keep an eye on this and update you if there's anything significant in tomorrow's newsletter. Now, a former Saudi intelligence officer alleged the country's crown prince, Mohammed bin Salman, also referred to as MBS, suggested killing the late king, his uncle, to get his father on the throne back in 2014. The explosive accusations were made by Saad al-Jabri during an interview with American TV program 60 Minutes. Al-Jabri also alleges he was warned a hit squad was travelling to Canada to kill him back in 2018, days after the brutal murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. Who is Saad al-Jabri? Well, the Saudi government say he is, quote, a discredited former official who was accused of past corruption. Meanwhile, American officials interviewed also in the program said al-Jabri played a pivotal role in saving many American lives over the years. He now lives in Canada and is calling for help in securing the release of two of his children who were arrested back in Saudi Arabia. And in the newsletter, we've included the clip where the explosive allegations were made, and we have given you a timestamp of where exactly to find them. Now, our pin drop this morning focuses on Sudan. As suspected yesterday, the military has taken over and arrested many members of the government, including the Prime Minister. The background here is that Sudan was ruled by Omar al-Bashir for 3 decades, until he was overthrown in April 2019. After his ousting, it was a complicated process to figure out who would run the country. In the end, an uneasy alliance between military and civilian groups was formed, with an agreement on power sharing. As CNN noted, tensions have been rising recently. A number of politicians, including the detained Prime Minister, had called for a transition to full civilian rule. And if you want to know any more about this situation, in the newsletter we have linked to what is undoubtedly the most helpful article we have read. Some stark statistics here. More than half of Afghanistan's population is facing an acute food crisis, according to the United Nations. The context here is that that's roughly 22 million Afghans, and according to RT News, it represents a crisis bigger in scale than the ongoing situations in both Yemen and Syria. BBC News published a harrowing account on this yesterday, which we've included in the newsletter. It makes for a distressing yet very important watch, and includes a desperate family who sold their daughter to feed their other children. Elon Musk is now the chief executive of a $1 trillion company due to a surge in Tesla's share price. His much smaller company, SpaceX, is worth a mere $100 billion. The catalyst for this surge in the share price is that Hertz ordered 100,000 cars from Tesla. And as Morning Brew pointed out, Musk is now personally worth more than some of the world's most recognizable companies, including McDonald's, Coca-Cola, and even American Express. And in Monday's Newsfix, we noted how David Beckham was being heavily criticised for a reported £150 million deal to become an ambassador for Qatar's World Cup and promote the country as a tourist destination. In polls on our Instagram yesterday, a slim majority of 54% said it was better to have a seat at the table with the government you don't agree with rather than never work with them at all. The vast majority of you, 92%, felt Beckham would get less criticism if there wasn't so much money reportedly associated with the deal. And lastly, nearly two-thirds of you, 64%, said if you were David Beckham, you would not agree to the deal. And lastly, if you want to feel old this morning, today marks 20 years since the release of the classic movie Legally Blonde. For anyone who loved the movie as much as we do, keep an eye out. We're going to have a movie quiz for you guys at lunchtime on our Instagram page. That's today's fix. Have a great day.